Welcome to our Global Scot podcast series, Past, Present and Future Proofing. In this series, we will hear Global Scots draw on personal learnings from their full and varied careers and learn firsthand how their industry has changed over the years. Like all of those who are invited to join the network, those we will hear from in this series are recognised experts in their field. So please sit back and enjoy this episode.
I am Jackie Gale. I currently live in Edinburgh. However, my job takes me to travel around the globe. I'm currently the CEO of Wax Lyrical, which is part of the Port Merion Group, a PLC company on the AIM Stock Exchange. I am also the Chief Commercial Officer. I have recently finished an MBA in Leading Innovation and Change. I sit on a couple of charity boards, and I'm very proud to be a Global Scot. I loved being a chemist. However, I needed to understand how, if I was going to have my own cosmetic company, how to sell product one day. And I thought, I'm going to figure out who's the best cosmetic company in the world. And that was Estee Lauder. I ended up being there almost 10 years. It was a very wonderful experience. I was on their management program. I moved to London. I started to work internationally. And I moved into a different cosmetic house, which was Revlon. I really enjoyed the world of commerce. After Revlon, I moved to a company called Pretty Polly, which was owned by Sara Lee. And Pretty Polly did hosiery. When I was at Pretty Polly, I had my children. I then went back very quickly as head of global sales and marketing for a company called Lulu Guinness. I was responsible for taking her product, not only just the handbag side, but the rest of the licensing product and shoes across the world. We decided that living in London whilst traveling around the world and having two children was quite a big challenge. We decided that we would move home, and I joined Russell Europe, which was based in Livingston. I was approached by Aran Aromatics, of which I became the chief executive officer in 2015. My role there was to take a small Scottish business and making it something throughout the globe. Some people didn't even know where Scotland was, let alone where Aran was. I moved on to do something for myself, which was JG International. It was extremely successful to the point where I had a crossroads. Do I take on more people to continue with JG International, or do I take all that expertise and apply it to another business? And it was by sheer chance that I was approached by Wax Lyrical. It was owned by Port Merion. I have loved every minute of it. I have now been there 3 years, still the CEO of Wax Lyrical, but also the Chief Commercial Officer of Port Merion. If I take retail in general, I think one thing the pandemic has taught us all is that technology has moved so fast in the last 2 years in comparison to where it was. I did a paper not that long ago where I said in the last 10 years, technology has moved retail faster than the last 40. I think in the last two, it's moved it faster than the last 10 and moved it really into a new place. So things like same day delivery, click and collect. We now know, I mentioned Jenner's there, it's no longer there. There are reasons why some of these places are no longer in the place that they were. And sometimes we have to keep up with either the technology, if it's geographical. You know, one of the things I've learned in my international business is you have to understand the local culture. I think Global Scot, certainly connecting with other people who may be in another country, who understand the culture, who can help not, I dare say, not make mistakes, because I think everyone will make mistakes. But as a Global Scot, if I can help someone, give them the information, whether they choose to use it or not is a different story. But being able to at least share the experiences that you have within a particular country can help. Where retail is across the world, or where commerce is across the world, is different in every single place. You know, the current business that I am responsible for, we have a major business in Korea. It's a third of what we do in our entire business. So it's very, very important. When you land in Korea, you're met by a robot the robot takes you to go get your suitcase so that you don't get lost. You can ask the robot questions. When I first started traveling, it was a completely different scenario. And when you landed in a country where not only was the language different, but the signs for the alphabet were different, then it can become quite scary. One of the things I've found, even being a Global Scot, connecting with other Global Scots and learning their experience is really helpful. In the industry that we are in, Wax Lyrical, we make candles, we make diffusers. Our lines are set up to pour wax and pour whatever the contents of the diffusers are. Sometimes it's alcohol, sometimes it's a silicon-based product. We were called by the NHS because they knew that we managed alcohol, basically. And they said, we have no hand sanitizer. Is there any way that you could make us some hand sanitizer? And I said, yeah, we can make you some. I'll make sure that it's delivered to the hospital. We knew what the WHO formulation was. We have our on-site lab. We have a very experienced chemist on hand. I got to do a little bit more of what I started life in. The two of us were sitting in a chemistry lab trying to figure out what the formulations were that would pass all the tests. It wasn't just a case of making up in a bottle and taking it over to the hospital, because we had to make sure that it was fit for purpose. A lot of this was done through connections that we had. So not always Global Scot, but there were a few Global Scots that helped us along the way. From the 16th to the 28th of March, we'd gone through a massive change within the business. So what we did is everything that was normally pouring, either a wax or a liquid, was now pouring hand sanitizer. We managed to adapt, I think, is the key thing, into what the environment was. I don't think we could have done that had we not had that entrepreneurial spirit, that drive to do something different, a real support for the community. And we thought it would just be a few thousand bottles that we would make. In 3 months, we delivered just over 3 million bottles of hand sanitizer to both the NHS, the police, anyone who was on the front line, anyone in retail who, because at that time we didn't know what was going on. For me, as a leader of a business, one of the key things was keeping people safe. And I think what we learned during that time was the fact that we can adapt the business that we had. Within 10 days, we had done that. Every single connection, every single network that I'm either part of or that my team are part of was utilized to turn this around. And I think what's lovely in the team is there was a real sense of pride that we did something for the nation. I think if I'm talking about the future, and no one can predict what that looks like, otherwise, I just look at where we are with COVID, and I think we're in a very different place to what we would have assumed 2 years ago, let alone the next 10 years. I see lots of things happening within the industry. Where I see things changing is very much around technology, very much around social and economic responsibilities. So if I give you an example of Wax Lyrical, we're powered by a wind turbine. I know there's a lot of talk at the moment around energy. And one of the things that we are very focused on is making sure that the product that we make is suitable not only for the environment, but also from a social aspect. So we use renewable energy. We're reducing our plastics 50% year on year. All our water is recycled. Everything that we do has a responsibility to where we're going. And I think when you see the retail environment and you start to look at how things are shipped around the world, it is becoming much more challenging. Nobody would have seen what's coming at the moment as far as freight costs. If I give you, freight costs have gone up. You used to be able to get a container for around £2,000 to £4,000. And it's currently sitting at around £18,000 to £20,000. And when you look at how that then impacts on what kind of product that you sell, the impact for us is very positive because we're a UK manufacturer, both for ceramics and also for home fragrance. So people who are also creating values that are similar, and if I look at some of the grocery chains, their carbon footprint is really important. And if you're constantly paying lots of money to bring lots of containers in from many parts around the world, there may be an opportunity for you to get something much more local. People will become much more concerned about where a product comes from, how it's positioned. Is it in a store? Do I physically have to go into a store? How is it packaged to come to me if it's not? So if it's an e-commerce platform, how is that product going to come to me? Is it full of plastic or is it, you know, environmentally friendly product? Am I shipping it from somewhere around the world that would put my carbon footprint very high? There's lots and lots of things that I think that we are now starting to see that would be very different from how it was even 2 years ago. I go back to my children and both of them studying international business, and I'm finding it fascinating at the moment where their thoughts are in how business is going to be in the future. I think building a business from Scotland is such a fantastic opportunity. When you go and you talk to people, my accent might not be as strong as it would be if I had went to school here. I did go to Canada when I was 2, so I have a kind of mixed accent, but people can still hear when I'm talking in another country that I'm Scottish, and it's like, oh, we love Scotland. It's a fantastic place. It's great, and now we'll listen to you. It's really easy to export Scotland. How do you manage to future-proof a business? I think the key thing here is understanding and knowing your market. If you don't understand and know your market that you're going into, find someone who can support and help. And I think that's where certainly as a Global Scot and taking advantage of talking to other Global Scots, network, you're not alone. There's different things that need to happen in different countries. If I take the legislation that we have around the home fragrance product, it's different in the UK to France, to Korea, to China. And we have to understand and know that, and being able to make sure that you understand and know that before you go in and make a mistake and then not be successful. Help yourself by making sure that you can connect with someone who does. I think what I would say is be resilient, because you will be knocked down, but learn from that and don't keep doing the same things if they're not right. I think it's very, very important that you need to learn from some of the experiences that you've had. Keep that entrepreneurial spirit, keep the relationships going, communicate. If you don't know or understand something, communicate, but not only to the world that you're going into to help future-proof where you're going, but also to the people that you are with. When I was first brought into Wax the Rickle, 95% of the business was done in the UK. We have now managed to move that to around 70-30, not by losing what we've got, but by gaining where we're moving to the rest of the world. That's just the Wax the Rickle side. And we would never have been able to do that had I not had the support of the teams, not being able to get your product into a certain location because you've not maybe understood how to get there in the first place. I am currently working with someone that I was introduced to by Global Scot. We've actually signed a license with them, and will be for the first time taking the product across the globe. And it's a very small company, or it was a very small company based in Edinburgh. And she is going to have her first product taken out to the rest of the world in February next year through working with us. And that's not just because I liked her. It's because she had a very good product proposition that can be taken across the globe. One of the things I would like to add about Global Scot is we're there to support, not do. And I think that's really important for businesses that connect with a Global Scot. We are there to share our experiences. And it is usually a smaller business, doesn't have to be a small business, that asks for the support and help, but usually comes from a small business with limited resources, limited knowledge in how to drive that business. And I think what can be a little frustrating is we're not the actual doers, but we can share the experience of how we can get you or how we can support drive you into that position. That light bulb moment for me is not specific to one particular thing, but my light bulb moment usually ends up being, oh my goodness, we should have just kept it simple. Let's not make it challenging. Let's not make it difficult. Let's keep it very, very simple. And we all have degrees in hindsight. But the one thing I would say is your light bulb moment usually comes from something that is very, very simple. And if someone's telling you to do it in a very complicated way, then think about that light bulb moment and say, no, it should be very, very simple. Let's see how we can simplify it. Let's see how we can drive it. Keep that passion within what you do. Don't lose it, because I think when you start to look at how you can grow, whether that be domestically or internationally, you can often make it, or it can become very complicated. Take that out, keep your passion, that futuristic entrepreneurial attitude that made you really go after doing the business yourself in the first place. Network with everyone that you can, that will be able to support you and drive you to where you need to be. And I think the other thing I would say is be brave, because sometimes these decisions to do something a little different, as long as you've managed the risks, and a lot of those risks can be talked through with someone who's already done it, then be brave, get on with it, be resilient, really rely on how you can move forward and have faith in what you do.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode in our Global Scot podcast series. If you'd like to find out more about the Global Scot Network, you can visit us at www.globalscot.com.